Brooklyn Paranormal Gateway Heroes Talk. I'm host Scott Wise, and tonight's special guest is Connie Udy. Connie is the founder and lead investigator for Ware County Paranormal Society in Waycross, Georgia. She first started the team back in 2016. She had always had the ability to communicate with the dead and feel their emotions. On top of having the team, she is going to school for a bachelor's in psychology. Tonight, Connie will share some of her experiences with us. So without further ado, let's welcome Connie to the show. Welcome, Connie. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Do all right. You see, it clock times, but I had to get you on tonight. Yeah. I do have to get you on because it's been so long I was trying to get you on.
Almost a year, I think, January.
Yeah, it might have been because I had some issues, medical-wise, and had to put stuff off. But, hey, you're on.
Yay.
Yeah. So, we'll start off by, what else here? So, interested in the paranormal?
I've always really been interested in the paranormal. My first ever experience, I think I was probably like 12. Me and my brothers had went to bed one night and our bedroom door was open. And I was laying there trying to sleep and I heard a noise. And I opened my eyes to see what was making that noise. And all I seen was this huge, massive shadow figure standing in the doorway, leaned up, propped up against the doorway. And just with its arms crossed, just standing there staring at me. And then I heard my mom make a noise in her bedroom. And all of a sudden that shadow just dashed into the wall between my bedroom and the bathroom. And I was hooked ever since then. I was terrified. To be honest, I was terrified that night. But I was only 12 years old, you know, so.
Yeah, it could be pretty frightening at age. Like, I never had any paranormal experiences. I just read old books and stuff growing up, and so I just got a chance to. I just went out and did it, and after that, I was bit by the ghost of milk, basically, because I had stuff happened to me that I would never thought would. So that's why I've been doing. I've been doing for over 15 years. So yeah, some nights you go and there's nothing going on, but when you ask your evidence and stuff and you hear some of the stuff going on, it's like, what the hell? You know, it can freak you out when you hear a voice and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You see and you hear. So that could be something that, does that ever just get too much for you that you tell them, take a break. Stop bugging me, you know. Take a break, you know.
So. Sometimes it does, yeah. It does get overwhelming at times. And sometimes even before a big investigation, I will literally start having nightmares and getting really, really nervous before the investigation. And I would have to talk myself down, you know, and like, hey, it's just a feeling. Something's not wanting you to do it, but you got to keep doing what you believe in.
Right. I mean, do you meditate or anything before you go?
What I normally do, or what I used to do, before, when me and my team would go on investigation, I would, always start off with like a prayer circle. I would start the investigation with the prayer circle.
That's what we did.
And I would end it with a prayer circle, you know, that way it would prevent any attachments and so forth like that, you know, and watch over everybody and protect everyone.
We do opening and closing prayers. We've done that and now you can't follow me home.
Exactly.
Stay put. I think one day, because I know I got a girl here, or one.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah, she's here. It doesn't bother me any. So.
Yeah, I do want to give a shout out. We just recently teamed up with someone. His name's Casper Hunter. He's from Past Six Film and Production. He's viewing us right now. So, hey, Casper, how are you doing?
Hey, Casper. Thanks for our show.
Yep. And I see Cross the Line Paranormal's watching us. Just
Yep, cross
connected with
line.
them a couple of days ago. Yes.
Yeah,
So.
I do guys all too. They're
So,
awesome.
hey.
Check them out.
Yeah. And I do also want to give a shout out to some of my team members. We got Ed, Michelle, and got a new one. His name's Samuel. Grace, her fiance, Zachary. And also, if you're here, everybody, hey. Excuse the look, it's just been one of those lazy days.
It's, hey. Yes, that's good. I usually have shout-outs. I love having people on, especially paranormal themes, talk about their stuff. I veer away from some of their like more like on TV people. I had like other few. I'll just get normal paranormal themes on and have their experiences. And I can share my things then too, because that it like collaborating too. That's a big thing for me. I share stuff too. I'm not a person who this is my stuff. I'm not gonna share it with you because mine. I'll share you. I'll show you anything I have. I don't care.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, the only thing I have before is we are approached by a Discovery Channel. And I read the contract and stuff, and I'm like, well, they want to have it, but I see how they always amp up music and fly back and forth and make stuff for them happen. And I
Yeah.
seen it, and we said, I'm not going to do it because we know how, once they take it, it's their property. And I, no, I'll share everybody else in videos and YouTube and stuff. I won't do that now. So,
Yeah,
so anyway.
one of my team members actually just joined the live feed.
Hey, Robert. Yep, guys, good bit of food finally. So, when you want to vacations, what kind of equipment do you use besides your ability?
Well, I have some digital voice recorders. I have three digital voice recorders. I have a couple of digital cameras. I have a night vision camera, IR camera, and I actually was just given a new IR light to attach to my camera.
Awesome.
Is
Oh, I like that.
is huge. And I haven't hooked it up yet to see if it would even fit on my camera, but if not, I'll figure out a way
Right.
to make it work.
Don't worry,
But
how many lumens
I'm really not sure, but
okay.
it's enough
'Cause
to
it can blind you.
it actually came off of a rifle scope.
I thought that's how it looked like. Yeah.
It came off of a Ooh, I can't see it from here. I've got it sitting over there. Let me grab it and I'll show you what it came off.
Okay.
Okay. It actually came off of this.
Wow.
It's an
That's
X-Site.
it's a beast. Wow.
Excited
XAC.
HD.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, if I can get this to working, that'll be even better, because
Oh,
then
yeah.
I'll be able to do video recordings with this.
Yeah. What's wrong with it?
Say that again?
What do you think is wrong with that? That's not worth it.
No, actually, my husband used it one time on a rifle and shot a rifle, and from there, it just completely blacked out. So much for $750 worth.
Wow.
He paid $750 for that scope.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start spending on in my video recorder. Pay a $400 for a video recorder.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I got a good stop.
Yeah.
But I just say to you guys, driver, I buy a voice recorders, and I have a S-Box from a good stop I got.
Mm-hmm.
I use that. That'll record. If I get investigation, I'll spend maybe like about like 5 hours investigation. I might spend total time around two low ghost boxes. And I don't like one all the time because I get more on straight EVP than I do with the ghost box usually. I think it's more refuel that way because there's no chance of any kind of interference, you know, with the radio. But I got tons of AVPs. Yeah. I say AVPs over the years. Tons. So I have a hard drive over there, 4 gigabyte, by 4 web. I'll stop one there.
Yeah, we also use the K2 millimeter.
Yep.
I have one of the laser grid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, those.
I haven't tried it out yet, but I have it.
Also, the group I was last in, I lived in New York, born and raised till like about 8 years ago. I moved out to Ohio, where I'm at now. And that group I had, the only guy was a tech, and he built our equipment. And so he built me this. It's a musical box.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we call it the little box, but I think the battery's dead in it. But you see inside, he has alarms and stuff in there.
Uh-huh.
And you can actually put your own sound on too. So it has a little USB connection to it. And I have a real scary sound on now.
Uh-huh.
That one investigation is at a fire museum out here in Mansfield, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
The old guy, he's so nice. I've been out there probably 5 times now because I always get stuff out of there. Every time we go, I get something there.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, I had that sitting on the step up on the fire engine.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot to turn it off because I'll turn on before we start. And here this new tour of some of the people I had with me. Mm-hmm. You know, I set stuff up. I'll hear that thing going off. It sounds like a horror nursery rhyme song.
Mm-hmm.
And it scared the shit out of me. He jumped up. He goes, "God damn it, Scott!" And I'm like, "Yeah." You got bacteria, heart attack. Like, I said, I'm sorry, dude. I said, I can't get a heart attack. I may want to come back here next year.
Yeah.
But he's a good guy. And you guys get a chance to kind of how they walk over there because it's a lot of fun out here. We got lots of stuff out here to do. For Conley, what's the most can you see or after?
Yeah, I can see him.
Good. What's the most exciting haunting you've been on so far? What made it exciting, and what is the outcome of the investigation? Same question applies to you. That's our next question for her. Good job, Casper.
The most exciting haunting that I've been on was for it was actually the Ritz Theater here in town where we live at. We'd done an investigation and we're just walking around showing everybody, you know, the areas that we were allowed in and what areas we weren't allowed in. And walking back toward the front, out of the auditorium, there was just like this little half wall and it had a ladder leaned up against it. Well, we was walking by it and out the corner of my eye, I seen something standing there underneath the ladder, between the ladder and the wall. And we stopped and I turned my head. And as soon as I turned my head, whatever it was, just dashed off. I fell back up against the wall. My heart was pounding. I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And then later that same night, my daughter was with us at that time. And since this investigation, she hasn't been back with me. She said she wasn't going back no more. And anyway, there was three upstairs in auditorium and me and two other ladies were downstairs, you know, under the stage in the dressing room and storage area. And we were downstairs and all of a sudden I just heard my daughter screaming and running across the stage, running downstairs where I was at. So I get up and go to walk toward the stairs. She literally jumped in my arms, hugging me so tight. She was shaking from head to toe. And all I can do is laugh because I didn't know what was going on. All right. I didn't know what was wrong. And I'm like, baby, calm down. Tell me what happened, what happened. And her voice was trembling. And she was telling me that she was sitting upstairs with her sunglasses on inside. In the dark, earbuds in, with her feet propped up on the seat in front, back of the seat in front of her, just listening to music, and said all of a sudden she felt a hand touch her on her shoulder and heard, wow. Like somebody clearing his voice, like a man clearing his throat. And that's where she was terrified from then on out. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably the gentleman that used to own this place years ago, telling you ain't got no business with your feet on the back of that seat in front of you. And I asked her if she's going to go back with me. She said, oh, no, that's it. That's it. I'm not doing it no more. And she hasn't been back since then. But that was actually one of the most exciting haunts that I've ever been on.
Yeah. If Martin, I've so many. Really, I had that going on, but one of the ones that you said about her hearing something, well, it's a place in Pennsylvania called, you might have heard of it, the Haunted Mansion.
I think I have heard of that.
Yeah, a lot of ghost hunters did it, and a lot of others did it. Ghost finders that had them did it, but, it was the first time there, and there was the spirits there, Hannah. The Jacob and Hannah. Spirits. Well, I was up in, was her bedroom, setting up my computer and my equipment and everything up there. And I said, hey, I'm here. Is Jacob here? And is Hannah here too? And Maria thought, I hear, And I'm like, I just didn't hear that, right? And so the girl who I was with, she came upstairs and she went this way by the stairs. They were in the front room. And I said, you're not going to believe this, but I could have swore, but, you know, I heard this when I asked about it. And she goes, well, they're here, so, but I actually have that here if you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It is something else, and I was like, so I actually heard it, and I picked it up on that. And that's how I hear it. I did pick it up sometimes, but this time I did. So I'll play it for you here.
Okay.
But that. No, here. Oh, here.
The teacher of Hannah, we're here. The teacher of Hannah, we're here.
I don't think that's it. Sorry. What did that have here? Oh, right here. Sorry. I have to. Oh, here it is. Sorry. Here it is.
Can I hear you?
It'll repeat after this.
Oh, that was weird. I just have chills.
He'll play again. After this, the kid says, is Hannah here? And he goes, right after this. It'll go now again. Do you hear it?
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Do you ever got another one that we got with had a weird voice was up in New York? It was that how far do you guys travel? You were up in New York?
No, I've never.
Because the Paul Meyer Historical Museum's up there.
Mm-hmm.
And have the Phelps House.
Oh, I've heard of it. Yeah.
We did it a few times. We've got this real creepy, if you see. We were upstairs and then one guy with the on a tour with us. He actually worked there as a volunteer. Asked to join us and we had Peter on. I had this USB stick and the light is flashing and says, is there some reason I should be flashing on there? And I saw what it was later on, you know. And after that, you can hear this creepy voice. I'll play it real quick for you. It'll freak you out. After this, like, oh, so I'll get back here again.
Now, to answer the other part of his question from a few moments ago, but the outcome of the investigation that we did.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. We had gotten a lot of evidence that night. I had this one camera, a digital camera. It was recording the entire time. And it only records in one format. There's only one format it's capable of recording in. Well, I go to try to watch the video from it, and it recorded in an unknown format. So I tried reformatting it multiple different times, and it would not reformat for nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, I had one of those spy body cams I was wearing.
Oh, yeah.
You could hear everything, but you couldn't see nothing. And it was supposed to have been able to record in night vision mode.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you could see, you know, you could hear everything, but you couldn't see nothing. And I had another camera that was set recording, video camera, fresh batteries, the whole nine yards, everything. After about 5 minutes, it completely died.
Wow.
It completely died.
Batteries always die on me.
Mm-hmm.
They go back outside, they have solar power. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it is.
A funny part from that particular investigation, all of us, you know, had gathered all downstairs after the girls upstairs, you know, in the auditorium got finished. They joined us downstairs. And thanks, Catherine. Anyway, they joined us downstairs. We were actually had interactions with multiple spirits, and one was of a little girl. I think she was about maybe 9, 10, maybe 11 years old at the most. And several other, you know, gentleman spirits and a couple of female women spirits. Well, I was sitting on the floor and I was wearing this long chain with a cross on it, and it was dangling. And it was at the time we was communicating, you know, with the little girl spirit. And she kept giggling. And I asked her, do you see what I'm wearing, the cross and everything? And her, she responded saying, yeah, with a giggle, like covering her mouth. And I'm like, well, if you want to, you can touch it and play with it, you know, make it move, swing it side to side. So I sat there for a couple of minutes, and all of a sudden I looked down and it starts going, that cross starts going side to side.
Wow.
It was slow going side to side. It go out the bottom of it would like it, the bottom of the cross was being pulled out, and then it was let go of.
Wow.
And I can't remember what, I'd have to look back through my files, see if I can find the video from that, the recording from that night, and see if I can catch what her name was. I can't remember what she said her name was, because that was one of the first few investigations that we ever did. But the most hilarious thing from that night, we was all downstairs, and one of the women that was with us, first time she'd ever been on an investigation or anything, she was talking over everybody, wasn't really giving nobody else a chance to talk or ask questions. And she kept asking the spirits, what do you want me? Do you want me to stand up? You want me to sit down? I'm like, girl, they don't care whether you stand on your feet, stand on your head, sit on the floor, or sit on your fist. They don't care. Or she kept on, and I'm like, I told one of the other ladies, I said, watch this. And I'm like, okay, what do you want her? Do you want her to stand up, or do you want her to sit down? Not one, not two, but three different voices came back and said, to go, leave, go. And I busted out laughing. I said, damn, girl, it's bad when spirits don't even want you around.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. We all had a blast that night.
Yeah, we all had a laugh from you. Yeah. But there's always a generic question to get tired of hearing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes will affect if you can back to a certain place more than once. But I usually do 2-3 times the same place. So, do you ever have any problems with mean spirits?
On occasion, yes. I remember one of our first investigations was at a church. It was built in the late 1800s, like 1890s. And it's still actually in use today. We was doing an investigation there and kept hearing something growling, like up in the rafters of the church. It didn't really have the ceiling, just had the roof, you know, in the rafters. Kept hearing a growling, and every time I would try to go to sit down, something was stopping me from sitting down, like it didn't want me to sit down. And we even captured the growling on recorder. And my daughter, she kept seeing shadow figures in the church. She saw it on 3 different occasions. It was like sitting on a pew, front pew, staring at her. Then the next thing she knows, a little bit later, is standing up next to her. Then it's actually sat down on the bench right next to her where she was sitting up. And all of a sudden, she just got really, really hot. Throat was dried up. She couldn't breathe. She was gasping for air. So I'm like, okay, we got to go outside. I got to take her outside. But I left the cameras, the recorders, everything running. You can hear everybody as we all walked out and closed the doors to the church. And you can hear us outside talking. And take in mind, this church, you know, it's all solid wood floors, everything. While we're all outside and you can hear us talking, you can hear footsteps walking on the hardwood floor. And you can hear growling in the background.
Yeah.
So I took that as that shadow figure sat down next to my daughter to get me to get her out of there, because whatever that evil presence was that we all kept hearing growling was going to go after her, go after my daughter. So I'm like, oh, no, we can't have this. So a little bit later, you know, sat outside, let her stay outside. And then me and a couple other people went back inside to shut everything off and pack up the equipment, and we left.
Yeah. A lot of people have problems getting to churches. We actually got into a church, and we had a lot of activity there too. Except we saw a person walk by that opened the window of a door into the hallway from this church. We had a spirit goodbye out in the graveyard, picked up going across the graveyard. And we also picked up a choir singing.
I did that night at that church too. We could hear a piano playing, real light piano sound. We could hear, we captured a man's voice was singing a song, and actually captured a man's voice singing along with us.
See, this was like a whole choir singing. You want to hear? I have her here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
It's awesome. Here you hear a noise that got set in the camera up. It's actually picked up a video camera. Because nobody else got it.
Yeah.
So here it is. This is awesome here. Can you hear it?
Mm-mm.
Right there.
I turn my speakers up.
Yeah, it's up a little bit.
Yeah, I heard it that time.
That was pretty awesome. That church was built back in 1818.
Mm-hmm.
It was an old church. Yeah. You're still forced to get a church. A lot of people didn't want you in there.
Mm-hmm.
But that was actually a church that was still a running church. It wasn't. We're one of the weekends.
I mean, I was always skittish about doing an investigation on the church because, you know, it's still an active church. And, but I did. And after that particular investigation, I'm like, we're not coming back here no more. Like, whatever it is that was up in the rafters, that church was evil. I know it was. I could sense it. You know, hear the growling. I even saw red glowing eyes up in the rafters. And I could hear it as it was going back and forth from one end of the rafter to the other. But the most terrifying, well, to me, experience. It was actually during the day, but it was at a location called the Devil's Bridge.
Wow.
And as the story goes pertaining to that, the history on that was like back in the 1800s, early 1900s, something like that. You know, it was just like a dirt road town area. And there was supposedly this woman that had been attacked and victimized, and she blamed it on a bunch of homeless men, saying it was a hobo that did it. Well, they go down there and they kill the townsmen, every man in town got together, you know, with their weapons or their choice or whatever, and go down there and they catch them and they kill them. But what made it even more terrifying was that there was rumors of devil worshipers doing sacrifices and stuff underneath the bridge. And on the bridge, you can actually see the signs and symbols that was painted on the bridge. And like I said, this was during the day we went. I could walk down both sides of the bridge, nothing bothered me. I can walk from about three quarters of the way down the other end of the bridge, down the middle, and I was fine. But the end of the bridge, where I believe that the rituals underneath the bridge was performed at, I could not walk down the middle of it. I start walking down the middle of it, and it was like a ton of pressure on my chest. I started gasping for air, started getting dizzy and lightheaded, and literally felt like I was about to pass out. So I stepped a few feet over and got off the bridge, and I was fine.
Right. Wow. Yeah, I had a one time I had a little evil spirit, I'd say. It was very mean. This is many years ago, but in Mount Penn, Pennsylvania, is a residential case. And I was doing me torn down basement. I played back. I got called the F word. I got called the C word. I got called a-hole. And the growl there, too. So we actually had somebody come in to bust the asses that we left. Because I felt something down there, so we played back right away. Because I knew something. Plus, we're outside looking up the window, we saw a face in the attic window looking out. Let's work.
Oh, wow.
We're out here. We're gone. Pack it up. We're gone. I don't know. I don't mess around that stuff. I don't. That's something. Yeah. If I feel something, I don't stick around. I want to take care of my investigators. I don't want anything to happen to them. And they told me that the mean spirit was. I've been spirits before. I better not hear what I mean.
Yeah.
Before, I mean.
Like I've had people ask me about seances and Ouija boards. I'm like, no. I'm like, those are two things I refuse to deal with.
Right. I don't. It's just, especially you don't even know how to use them first day.
Well, it's not,
we don't do it. We never did it, so.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Oh, cool.
Sweet sure Bridge.
Sweet Bridge.
Is it the same one I'm talking about? Devil's Bridge?
I don't know any of that shit, but there's places I don't hire that when it goes to. I think it's called Moonville Tunnel. I won't get that, but it's like a dirt road, and I can see me walking going.
Okay, Catherine. So the one Spook Bridge is the same one as Devil's Bridge in Cochrane, Georgia.
Oh, you got videos! Yay!
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of stuff. He does.
Damn, Steve, you are so sometime. Yeah, I look at several videos too. I don't have anything to do tonight, but down in your area, do you mainly stay in that area, or do you try out state to do investigations besides the video studio?
I have teamed up with other teams doing investigations. It's only like a couple of times. Like I was saying earlier. We recently just teamed up with Past Six, going on investigations and everything. And he's actually got an adventure coming up that I cannot wait to hear about. And he's actually going overseas, but I will let him tell what it is. I mean, because I don't want to. It's just an amazing opportunity that he has, that he's fixing to be doing. And it's just, that's just something that what he's fixing to do is something I just dream of doing.
Oh, I'd love you to do that. Travelers.
Yes, Casper Hunter is a freelancer.
Yep. That's cool. I can't wait to see it. Sounds awesome. I always want the grooves for like Scotland, Ireland, those places over there. You can see the castles and but that's one thing I'm not gonna get to do that's on my bucket list, so.
Yeah.
Well,
one of the things that's on my bucket list is I want to go to Gettysburg and Tombstone, Arizona. Those are two of the places on my bucket list I want to go to.
Well, I did my UPA for many years. I got to Gettysburg a lot because it was a half hour loud and mercy. So we investigate there a lot. We hear me play back and hear gunfire and people yelling and so it's something else. Especially there, dusk.
Yeah, he's saying he's going to Marienburg Castle over in Germany.
I'm jealous. Damn it. You got a suitcase that'll fit me.
In Hanover to investigate the White Lady Ghost.
Okay. Yeah. We have a Hanover PA that has
I am so jealous. I am so jealous.
Me too. Although that,
like I said, that's just a dream come true right there. It really is. And hopefully soon, Casper Hunter, he knows what I'm referring to. Hopefully soon, I will actually be able to do something like that.
So where does he go on?
Say that again?
Where does he go on the trip?
He, in a couple of weeks, actually, I think.
How long are you staying, Casper?
The Vampire of Hanover. Hanovy. Ooh.
That'd be cool.
How long did you say you'd be over there, Casper? Oh, he goes next week.
Goes next week. Cool. I can't wait to see some more stuff yet because I'm jealous. I love you there.
He will be over there until the 14th of January.
Oh, wow. That's why I'll be starting my share back up. I'll take a December off, so I'm going to pick up
the catacombs in Scotland and Ireland. Got to add Ireland to that bucket list.
What's one? They have one over there that has all skulls. I don't know who else.
I think the catacombs that he's referring to is there.
I think it does, yeah. Oh, he's flying on Monday.
At the Abbey, they lost.
Locked up in the hospital, leave vampires, the nuns locked up. Wow. I don't know.
Casper, I think that's a question for you, my dear.
Yeah. Maybe a little time.
Casper, just make me one promise. When you go over there, as you're recording this and everything, you got to give me a shout out for my birthday.
Yeah. See if you can, will you be loading any videos up while you're there? I could keep a lookout for them on YouTube channel.
Oh, no. I think he's doing he recorded everything himself.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. So, how far is your team willing to travel for investigation? Just curious.
The furthest we've traveled was up to Ashburn, Georgia, to do the Turner County Courthouse. And then from there, we went up to Macon, which is about like three and a half hours from where we're located at. It really depends on, you know, the furthest that we are willing to go. Really depends on, you know, money situation for gas,
yeah,
or, you that, know, and food and stuff like that, because we don't charge anything, you know. Right. That's not what we're in it for. We're not in it to make money or for popularity. We're in it to learn about the science and everything behind paranormal investigations and, you know, and hauntings and helping people understand why these things are happening.
Beach investigators was for a while, and then we started going more popular locations. At least most of your time was 8 hours, and that was up to New York at the time. And we went there twice, or three times actually. Mm-hmm. But one was the one was that place, historical museum in Phelps. And then that's when I told you earlier about how that weird EVP. That place, like a Phelps store, on that land, a house burnt down and killed the family in it. And there's like 4 kids, I think. And so they had their house built on top of the general store. And what happened to me during an EVP session, like I said earlier about the guy joining us, about that weird light coming from the side.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're still doing this EVP. See if we can figure out what's saying. It's really creepy. I'll play it real quick for you. It's really creepy.
Hey, come on out. These guys came all the way from Pennsylvania to come and see you. Did that light just go out on that computer? Is there a reason that did that? Hey, come on out. These guys came all the way from Pennsylvania to come and see you. Did that light just go out on that computer? Is there a reason that did that?
Do you hear it?
Oh, wow. It
says, hey, what you think I said, come on down with us. So, yeah, so, and you think of they died there. They actually found bones in the basement and
finger
bones. So, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
and that was awesome place to go. That in Hinsdale house, that's a good place to go, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the house that we live in. We've been living here since February of 2011. There's multiple spirits here. Some I know of, and some I don't know who they are. But I believe, you know, it's something to do with previous owners or that used to live here. Okay. And anyway, my daughter started having a spirit of a little girl follow her to school.
Oh, wow.
And this little girl had actually died in a fire that she was probably like anywhere between 8, 9, 10 years old. And kind of find out, she said that her uncle had set the fire because he was mad at her father, which was his brother. And now he never really intended for anyone to get hurt, but she ended up dying in the fire. And I believe her uncle ended up committing suicide to keep from going to prison. And because he was ate up with guilt by what happened, you know, with her dying in the fire. And she's just trying to locate her family. But she followed my daughter around for the longest time, even started following her school. Remember, she come home one day. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely doing your property when you get back from your trip.
Mm.
And she's like, Mom, you've got to help me. I'm like, what is it? She's like, you got to tell this little girl she can't be following me around everywhere, especially to school. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's the first I've heard about it. And she was telling me, and I'm like, okay. I said, all you got to do is tell her, hey, you can show me what you want to show me, talk to me, but you are not allowed to follow me nowhere, especially to school, because I cannot concentrate when I'm at school because of you being there with me. So she had to tell her that a couple times, but she eventually backed off and went away, and she never really heard from her again. I think the last time she said that she heard anything from this particular little girl's spirit was, all she said was, I found them. And that was the end of it.
All right. We had a investigation where we had that a little girl spirit there, and they said she was sad. And we don't really do what we're doing so much sponging, but we decided to do it, and we put EVP saying, I think I've crossed it over, mother. So that's kind of sad. We pick up on EVP too. So we had left stuff like that, and like going back to that store, museum, felt store. The family that died, there's two girls there, sisters. And one girl's name was Sharon, and the other one was Susan. Well, my wife's name is Sharon, and her sister's name is Susan.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that weird?
Oh, yeah.
I've read that. What? Okay.
And I've had people ask me about orbs. You know, do I believe in orbs, or do I think that they're actually spirits and everything? And there's one friend of mine who's been doing paranormal investigations for like 25 years at least. He's up out of Kentucky. His belief is, if I can't see with my eyes, I'm not going to believe it. I don't believe in them if you can't see them. I captured things that I thought was orbs, you know. But come to find out, it was actually just like particles of dust, or, you know, a bug, or what have you. Now, there has been a couple of times to where I've captured something and there's no dust flying around. There's no bugs, no nothing. And Casper, he actually showed me a video, and he doesn't believe in orbs whatsoever.
I'm not a big fan either, but
he will debunk them, you know, like that.
Yeah.
But he showed me a video of an orb, and I'm like, oh, wow. This orb was so strange. It appeared in one part of the frame, disappeared, and then it reappeared in a different part of the frame. And it's like, it was just like, it was a huge orb. And the way that it was moving and everything, you could tell it was no dust particle, and you could definitely tell it wasn't a bug. No, but really discerning, you know, orbs or fractions of light, you know, like on video recordings. It takes, kind of hard to explain, but you have to try, you know, to debunk. That's what paranormal investigation about is, trying to debunk, experiences or what have you. It's like with like the orbs, flashes of light or shadow figures. You capture shadow figures, you know, on a video camera while you're recording, or a still camera. You have to try to recreate what was captured. And if you try to recreate what was captured and you cannot recreate that entire scenario, or if it's like, say, you know, casting a shadow, say somebody in another room, you know, walking around behind, you know, in front of a light, you can't recreate it, then, you know, it's got to be real. If you can't debunk that evidence and you've done everything you possibly can to try to try to recreate it and can't do it, you know it's real.
Right. And back in PA, there's up in the upper these mounds we found that old cemetery went to a few times.
Mm-hmm.
It's up, it actually belongs to paper mill. His family was in that grave. And I was there, it's kind of a dreary night. It's full and cold. And so I took a picture and I flashed it. And I jumped and said, Bill, come here. I caught something. He comes over and goes through. I caught a leaf in there.
Oh, wow.
I dropped, oh my God, it's a freaking leaf. That place is creepy because if the stars run out, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face.
Mm.
So, I love those places. So,
I terrify myself sometimes. I mean, I go on the paranormal investigations and, you know, like I was saying earlier, I started my team back in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone on quite a few investigations, some, you know, having to work around everything, you know, health issues, family emergencies, yeah. Work, you know, and stuff like that, which is all understandable. I could be sitting here and be watching a show on TV, on Netflix or HBO or whatever, you know, a paranormal investigation. I will freak myself out. I can sit and watch scary movies, but there's two I cannot watch or I get paranoid like crazy. That's the Amityville Horror mm-hmm. and the original Exorcist.
Oh, yeah. With the end of Blair.
And yeah. I don't think I've ever seen the Blair Witch Project. But those two, Amityville Horror and The Exorcist, I can't watch those. I go to watch them, I will get paranoid like crazy.
Yeah. I've seen Blair Witch's theater.
And my husband would pick him, he said, you mean to tell me those movies scare you, terrify you that bad, but yet you going to go out boogeyman hunting? I'm like, just shut up and go on and leave me alone.
I love horror movies. I do.
Oh, I do too. I like to sit there and watch them, and then I have to watch something funny for a couple of hours before I can go to bed.
Yeah,
I watch the real paranoid.
I like some of the more gory ones.
Mm-hmm.
That they have. I mean, it was really. There's the one. What's that on? It might be on. What is that? Peacock, maybe. Do you get Peacock?
Mm-hmm. Actually, we just canceled our Peacock service.
Oh, because they have one of them called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Oh Lord. Now, one, my husband's tried to get me to watch that. I will not watch. It's Devil's Reject by Rob Zombie.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that freaked you out if you watch that.
I'm like, yeah. Oh, God, no. I'm like, uh-uh.
And now it's just got, it's called Knock at the Cabin. That's pretty. That was pretty. So, Holly Hellman. My wife hates our roof.
Yeah. And also, you know, on top of having the team, you know, how you had in the description, I'm going for my bachelor's degree in psychology. Mm-hmm. And after this week, I will have 6 weeks remaining. And I will be done with my program and be able to graduate with my bachelor's degree. Now, so I'm pretty excited about that. It's been a long 2.5 years.
Yeah, I remember what school was doing after a long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was sort of prepared again. But, so with your psychology, how does that help you with your,
paranormal investigations? It's actually helped open up my mind more, you know, to the definite, possibility you know, of spirit world being real, paranormal activity, poltergeist. Instead of, you know, being so close-minded as, you know, before, and, you know, trying to debunk everything, it actually helps me understand paranormal activity a lot better.
Right, I guess you're helping it up, yeah. Wow. But I want to get out there, it don't mean too much, but to get a degree online for paranormal. I start wanting to get back to it because I got other projects I'm doing right now, and it's keeping me busy. So,
I've even thought about parapsychology. But
see, that's what I was talking about doing.
Yeah, I've thought about it, but there's not really much call for parapsychologists.
Yeah.
So the closest I can get to it is having my degree in psychology and working with paranormal activity.
Yeah.
Just trying to learn everything because it's a day-to-day thing. You know, it's a learning activity for everybody because there's no master in paranormal. I mean, nobody's the best. Nobody's knows it all.
Well, I always when thinking about experts, I don't think there's really experts.
There isn't. There's no expert. I mean, you can have more years experience dealing with it.
Right. Right.
And you may call yourself an expert, but nobody is an expert in the field of paranormal.
Yeah. Because nobody knows. And I guess you'll find out you're dead.
Exactly.
You never know. And I don't know. I mean, I know there's some guy years back was given so many million dollars so you can prove paranormal. And, but I guess, how do you do that? I mean, so far, there's not any way to do that. So, hopefully someday again. Yeah, I see tons of shadows and we'll figure it already, but. I mean, until I can get the actual intelligence with their self-production for them, then I don't see it happening.
Oh, no.
Not my lifetime.
No, definitely not.
I'll tell you that. So, let's see. What time we got here? Yeah, hard to watch. We're a little over an hour. So, is there anything else you want to, anything else coming up that you want to share?
Actually, it's like Casper said, when he gets back from his trip, we're actually supposed to get together and my team's going to go do an investigation on his property, because his property actually on Indian burial mound on his property.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good one.
Yeah. And so that's one thing that we've got coming up, you know, in a few weeks. Definitely no experts, that's for sure. And just one thing that I like to try to, you know, I've got a lot of equipment that I've purchased, you know, since I started and everything. But you can get the same results from basic equipment than what you can from all this high tech gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the high tech gadgets, you know, really isn't all that reliable. I mean, because some of it can be manipulated to where. Mm-hmm. It makes people believe that, hey, oh man, this is awesome. I can't believe you captured this. Knowing that there's a possibility that stuff's been manipulated to make it seem like that they actually captured that evidence. Now, I'm not downing, you know, if somebody wants to use high-tech equipment, hey, If I could afford it, I probably would too. Well, all I'm saying is you can get just as good results from basic equipment as what you can from high-tech gadgets and machines.
There's a recorder, video recorder, and that's it.
And like I said, I have three digital recorders, and I have an actual old-timey tape recorder. Yeah, cassette tape recorder.
Yeah. So when Casper comes back from his trip, you guys do that investigation together, and they get something. Can you guys come and throw together?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We could actually do that.
That'd be fun.
It does. Some of it does have the noise canceling technology and destroys EVPs. Yep.
Yeah. Like a live recorder. I have like four of them too.
Mm-hmm.
But I have Sony. I have an RCA one. But I have mostly Sony's. And they've been pretty good to me. I have for like 6 years now. So,
it's like I was saying, you know, I use the digital voice recorders, and I have the I guess just analog cassette tape recorder. You know, it's got the play, pause, rewind, fast forward, and all that stuff on it and record. So I have yet to use the tape recorder, but I did buy it for that purpose. Like I said, you know, for the past, you know, year, I've just had a lot going. I had emergency, got a new grandbaby that's fixing to be one. She was actually, my daughter had severe complications with her. And everything. And luckily, thank God, the baby was born at 27 weeks premature, weighing 2 pounds, 10 ounces. But she is doing so amazing now. She is right up there in the top 50 percentile of preemie babies.
That's amazing.
Yes. So God has definitely had his hands on her.
Yeah. With those recorders, I don't, it's like a high sense setting. I don't put on that. I think that interferes with the quality a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, one of the... Let's see if I found. I thought I had it right here. I may have put it up already. Yeah, I probably got it put up. I don't know if I find it. Yep, like I get everything out. I got to recharge because here is one of my voice recorders right here.
Okay, that's all before. Cool. And we got more brand of that. What kind is it?
Say that again. It is I don't remember. I bought it off of Amazon a few years ago.
Okay. You get stuff for there. It's got
a 8 gigabyte.
Olympus.
Okay, yeah.
And their test guns are pretty good, too. Yeah, I like test guns because I bought an aerial microphone.
Yeah, I think this is an Olympus. I don't know. Let me see. It says, welcome.
Olympus is good. I have one of those. Yeah, let's talk about equipment.
Oh, yeah.
Or we call them toys.
Yeah. And here's one of my cameras. It's a Kodak.
Okay, yeah. I have a Sony camera. That's a good one, yeah.
And I actually have one of the old-timing VHS cameras, big cameras. It's got the boom mic on it and everything. But the only thing is I don't use it for my investigations because it won't record power up or anything unless it's plugged up into an electrical outlet.
Right. I have a Sony Handycam I got like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That I have. It takes the cassette, but that kind of broke, but I can use it. I have a little, kind of a jack.
Mm-hmm.
I can hook up the computer. I can see the video camera on the computer. And it's living.
Oh, yeah.
That was real well. So. Mm.
Yeah, and I know one of the rules is, you know, when we go do an investigation, is nobody goes off, you know, on their own, alone.
That's true. I hear an axe scratching his ass to cross the street. A task him. Yeah. Yeah, they're very sensitive.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's funny. Hilarious.
Yeah. So, fun and games. You have fun. Oh my God. I was very fortunate that the guys that I was with, because when I got sick with my disease, so I can't get out of it. Well, they helped me up downstairs for stairs. You know, walk with hold my hand yet. But those guys are great. They're really like a family. So
yeah.
It worked out. I got to go a lot of places I wouldn't be able to.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at that time. Just able to get around and financially talk and, you know, and hook me up and, but I was also not, I miss going out with the guys that they're both in Pennsylvania still.
I know there's one place, another place I want to go to is, Andersonville. Back from the Civil War.
Yeah.
Because one of my very first investigations, actually, I think it was the very first investigation. It was a daytime investigation. We'd done a Confederate prison camp the next town over from where we're located at.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during the day. We actually investigated there like on two separate occasions. And the first time it was me, my daughter, and another girl. And my daughter actually had a 15-minute argument with the spirit, because she's like, "Mama, can I ask a question?" I'm like, "Yeah, babe, go ahead." And I want Andersonville, yes. And she started asking questions, asking the spirit, you know, "Do you remember what everybody said their names were?" I said, "Yes." And she said, "What's the girl wearing the pink shirt?" They repeated that girl's name. So "What's the girl?" Said, "What's my name?" They repeated her name, and she said, pointed toward me and said, "What's her name?" They repeated my name, and she said, "Yes, that's my mama." They go, "Mama? My mama?" She said, "No, not your mama. That's my mama." "No, my mama." And it was back and forth, back and forth. Mm-hmm. I actually still have the recording from that conversation. It's like I said, it's about 15, 20 minutes long.
This is Catherine going back.
Mm-hmm. And the second investigation we did, it was during the day. And you can hear a train in the background. Now, take in mind, this location is at least a good 2 to 3 miles from the nearest train track. But the sound of this train gets so loud, it sounds as if you're standing right next to the train as it's going by.
Wow, yeah.
We actually have that video from that particular investigation on our Facebook page. So if anybody wants to go there, you know, and watch the video, more than welcome to, you know. It's a public thing, so. And we all also make sure, you know, whether it's doing a private residence or a business or whatever, we make sure that the necessary forms are filled out,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
with given permission for us being on the private property, signing waivers or given permission for us to, you know, post what evidence that we have. I got a guy that owns property that butts up to it. I'll rent an Airbnb. Oh, awesome.
Wow. That's really fun.
And everything, you know, we make sure everybody's, you know, everything is covered. Everybody, you know, is safe, and you know, as far as locality wise anyway. But no, we never post anything without written permission, consent from the owners.
Yeah, that's weird too. Okay. Yeah.
And cabin in the very back of the external kitchen. Ooh.
Wow, the cabin in the very back of the external kitchen has activity in these pieces.
Shit, that reminds me of Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, God, yeah. That was a good one, too. The ending was weird then.
Yeah, it's like I've told my husband, if we ever get us another house somewhere, it better not have no basement. Because if it does, that basement is going to get sealed in.
It's after 9. You're going to have to keep it down.
Okay.
All right. Love you. Good night.
Good night.
That's fine. We can write Bob for you too. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's after 5, so. Ice cream is from the Los Angeles Museum owner. Stands to the scrutiny most of the fans of her investigator. Oh, okay, cool. Yes, cool.
That's awesome.
The prison site is easy. No one is out there. I know we got a white person museum. Oh, okay. I think that's good. So, you want to pick your app up?
Like I said, he's going to bed and all, and my office is right next to our bedroom, and it's like paper thin walls.
Yeah, that's fine. I had a good time. I'll just have you guys back on again. Like I said, if you were Casper, or Pelosi feels like, come on, in New Year, I see some stuff. I'd be happy to have you on. That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We could definitely do that. We'll get together and, you know, see what comes up.
Yeah. Must be a lot of fun. I had a blast, you guys.
Oh, yeah, me too. I've had a wonderful time.
I've been looking forward to this for a while, and you got on. Yay! So I'm very happy to get you on finally. I'm sorry about that. I know I think you're supposed to be on August, and I have it like in a sheet, that Excel sheet, and on dates and stuff, the guests and stuff. I'm like, oh man, I forgot about her. So I got you on. Okay. Thank you, Raphael, and like I said, I'll get you guys back on again, and pleasure having you all night.
Oh, yeah, I've had a blast, thank you.
Yeah, definitely had a blast here, so. This will be available also to listen on Spotify. It'll be on the Amazon Music thing, and also be on iHeart, if I listen to it.
Oh,
so,
okay.
That'll be available tomorrow. So. All right. Sound good? I'll give a link, a shout out on my page for tonight. To all your websites. All right, cool.
I've definitely had a blast, and thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you got. And I'll get us back on again. Help everybody. Till next time. Good night. Happy hunting.
Yeah. And thank you.